Clintons agree to testify on Epstein as vote looms to hold them in contempt of Congress. Son of Norway's crown princess goes on trial, intense moment for royal family. After months of acrimony, Colombia's Petro is about to meet Trump. Federal officers in Minneapolis to get body cameras effective immediately. Israel reopens Gaza's key Rafah border crossing with Egypt. Ukraine hails real results. After Musk restricts Russian Starlink use, China bans hidden car door handles over safety concerns. 80 kidnapped Nigerians return home after escape. Beijing criticizes Dalai Lama, Grammy win as manipulation. Trump threatens to sue Trevor Noah over Epstein joke at Grammys. US and India reach trade deal, Trump says after Modi calls superhuman. Teen swims hours to save family stranded off Australian coast. US judge temporarily blocks lifting of deportation protections for Haiti migrants. SpaceX to take over Elon Musk's AI firm. Australian woman dies after becoming snagged in ski lift in Japan. Do you think you're the devil himself? Epstein questioned in newly released interview. Shanties in a Lagos lagoon, bulldozed and burnt. Hope and uncertainty as India and US strike long-delayed trade deal. Enemy. Insults and questioning Putin. Steve Rosenberg on tightrope of reporting from Russia. Syria's only female minister pushes for change. I'm not here for window dressing. Starbucks bets on robots to brew a turnaround in customers. Three West African juntas have turned to Russia. Now the US wants to engage them. India's snakebite crisis is killing tens of thousands every year. BBC reports from Oslo court ahead of rape trial of Crown Princess's son. Watch. Why is no one being prosecuted over the Epstein files? BBC reports from Oslo court ahead of rape trial of Crown Princess's son. Pay and smile. Rome visitors face Trevi Fountain charge. Watch. Snake at train station scares Sydney commuters. Watch. Giant rat leads floating parade to kick off 2026 Venice Carnival. Watch. Frozen River hosts dance party in Kyiv. Watch. Batman tells city council to not assist ICE at Super Bowl. Parricide in Tenerife. 53-year-old man arrested for shooting his 82-year-old mother. Oil falls on possible U.S.-Iran de-escalation. Firm dollar. India agrees to buy petroleum, defense goods, aircraft from U.S., official says. Taiwan must look to democracies, not China, for trade cooperation, president says. Oil prices steady after tumbling on U.S.-Iran talks. Dollar strength. Gold prices rebound to 4,800. Precious metals rebound from two-day rout. EU proposals set to limit EV sales from 2035, says campaign group. Trump says Mexico will stop sending oil to energy-starved Cuba. Trump launches $12 billion mineral stockpile to counter China. Metals, crude oil dive, in broad commodities market tumble. Exclusive, Ford aluminum supplier has yet to resume full output after September fire. Japan stocks higher at close of trade. Nikkei 225 up 3.97%. Japan's Nintendo maintains annual profit, hardware forecasts. Top consulting firms test boundaries with China workarounds. Amundi beats forecasts, CEO says clients want safety from dollar. From perfect fit to farewell, how a price guarantee helped seal Pinault's Puma exit. Telefonica and Liberty Global to lead to BPM acquisition of Natomnia report. OpenAI shift to focus on ChatGPT triggers senior staff departures, FT. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 1.45%. Egypt's non-oil private sector output keeps growing but demand eases. PMI shows Japan's food exports hit record in 2025 on strong U.S. demand. South Korea. January inflation plus 2% YY, in line with forecast. Canada manufacturing PMI expands for the first time in a year. U.S. manufacturing rebounds in January amid strong order growth. ISM manufacturing PMI sees unexpected rise, bullish, signs for USD. U.S. manufacturing sector shows resilience. PMI beats forecasts. Why analysts expect the BOE to hit pause again in February.